Amud Aleph, and looking if you have the Oiz of Hadar version, should be an Oiz Chav. He's add some Rosh over here. Starting from Yain Meshecha Yazir Lelom Af Im Neser Bekvar. So that's coming to add Yisrael Yisr, even though it's already Yisr. You can add on another level of Isser besides that. So, fine. Umiyayin Dorish to Naziris Kala Levatel Hashuah, Umishecha Dorish to Naziris Kala Isser Shuah. So, I have two words in the Pasuk to tell me, one, that even though I have a Shuah to drink, the Isser Naziris will tell me that I can't drink. And the extra word Shecha tells me that in a case where I have an Isser to drink, Naziris will be chal, now there's two Isserim. Ha'echol nevela b'yom kippurim b'shogeg pata michatas. Lo'yosa Yisser yom kippurim b'chal al Yisser nevela. If Shimon says, he doesn't say Yisser chal al Yisser, so a person eats nevela b'yom kippurim, he's pata. Because this Yom Kippur is not chal on this nevela. No, this nevela is not chay of korban. It's not a chiv koris. So b'shogeg there's no chiv katos. Yom Kippur creates a chiv katos. If Yom Kippur is chal on the nevela, he eats a b'shogeg, he's chay of katos. If Yom Kippur is not chal, it's also eat either way. But there's no chiv katos. He eats a b'shogeg because Yom Kippur wasn't chal. So either way, it was also before Yom Kippur. It's either also as Nevela before Yom Kippur, it's also as a Zavuch before Yom Kippur. And now in Yom Kippur, the Isser and Zavuch is there, and that prevents Yom Kippur from being Chal, according to Shimon. And therefore, L'chal Yisrael Yom Kippur Malay, Yom Kippur is not chal in it. Okay, that's there to the Mishnah. Okay, we're holding the Mishnah Dalman Aleph. Hareni Kishimshon Kiven Manoyach Kibal Delilo. So I'm saying that the person says that he's like Shimshon, the son of Manoyach, the husband of Delilo. The Gemara, the Tosis is going to point out over here that this is all one sentence. The Mishnah is saying that just saying Kishimshin alone or Keben Menoich alone, without saying Kebal Delila, does not tell us who he is, and there would not be Val Kabbalah. He says Kemisha Akar Delosas Aza, or he says Kemisha Akar Plishim Es Einov Reizen Osa Shimshin. So those would be valid languages of Kabbalah for B'dbiyan Ozer Shimshon. Let's see the Gemara, and then we'll see the Rosh. Lamali the Mishni called Halan. So why, the Gemara wants to know, why do we have to see all these different cases? So Tzricha, I need to see all the cases. Di Omer Hareni Kishimshon. Havamina, if we just would have said Hareni Kishimshon, I would have said, if the person just says Hareni Kishimshon, I have a right to say, he means Shimshon Achrino. Kamashalon and Kiben Manoyach. And we tell her Kiben Manoyach, how we mean Iker the Miskari Hokia, the people call Ben Manoyach. Kamashalon, the Kabal Dilo, Ukamishanak, Rapishim is Enoch. Those are much more specific languages. Okay. The status of Anosh Shimshon, we'll see in the next mission what the status of Anosh Shimshon is. But, Zak the Rosh, again, it's in the Hisophis, in the Rosh. In the Hagos Tzionim Ois Chof, and it says Masnisin Hareni Kishimshon Kibem Manoach Kibal Delila Kishonakar Losses Azo Kishonakar Pishnim Ezeno. So we have five cases on the Mishnah. So the Rosh says, like Tosis, Kishimshon Ben Manoach Kibal Delila Loger Sinan. So it's not one sentence. But Amrina would say in the Gemara, Afilo Omer Shimshon Kishimshon Ben Manoach Lemer Klum. The Harbanoshim Nikroyim Kach, Ashiyamr Echad Me'elu Gimel Simonim of Hakim Imai. You have to say one of the three Simonim of Hakim together with it. And so, just saying Kishimshon even Shimon ben Manoach is not enough. He says Kabal Lilo or Tashakar Dlotzazza or Shak Nakar Bishnah Zainov. That's a Simon Muvak. Any one of those three would work. Bechem Mehem Sagi. Lobina called Flushton. The Gemara of Yechusa Ad Bal Dalilo Basuloi. Menir, furthermore, Zakta Rush. The Omer Echad Mishlesha Simon Halalu Ain Sarach Lahaska Shimshin. So any one of those three is sufficient. Kimele Obit Yechusa Mi Bal Dalilo. The Mordas didn't say that. I would think Bal Dalilo is not good enough. Okay. Fine. The more lashon imamer kibed menoyach, it doesn't mean. Instead, it means imamer nami kibed menoyach. It's still not good enough. So kishimshin ben menoyach is not sufficient. Kishimshin ben menoyach, bal delila or kishimshin ben menoyach, shakar dosis as or nakar pishim as einov is enough. And anyone else is good enough without shimshin and ben menoyach either. Okay. Zakt the Mishnah. The last three phrases of the Mishnah, Kabal Dalila, or Kishaakar, Kishaakar, Dosazaza, or Kishaakar, Plishimazainov, any one of those three is sufficient by itself. Those are Sinhanim of Hakim referring to Shimshin, who was a Nazir. Okay. So the Mishnah, Ma bein Nazir Olam leNazir Shimshin. Now we didn't know something called Nazir Olam. We're just finding it out now in the Mishnah, which is an interesting way of presenting it. So there's a Nazir Olam, and there's a Nazir Shimshin. So Nazir Shimshin is clear in the Psukim. We know that he's unique. He was allowed to be Metamel Mesim. A regular Nazir can't be Metamel Mesim. So what's a Nazir Olam? So the Gemara never. The Mishnah never tells us before what it is, but from the Mishnah we can figure out backwards. So both of them are Nazir forever. Shimshin was also Nazir forever. He was never allowed to cut his hair. So Nazir Olam Hichbid Saroi Mekel Batar. If his hair gets too much, he's allowed to thin it out. Maybe Sholosh Behemis, he has the Chiyuv when he does that to bring Kerbonis. He doesn't become, whereas opposed to a person who was a Nazir, regular Nazir, he finishes Naziris, and that's the end of it. This person is allowed to, as it were, lighten his hair with the process of Kerbonis, but he has to go back to being a Nazir. Maybe carbon tumor, and he's not allowed to be metamel mesim. And if he does, he brings a regular carbon, the lachos of a carbon tumor of a nazir. Nazir shimshin hichud tzara eno meikel. Even if his hair is getting very heavy, he cannot relieve it at all by moving any hair. The nitta eno meikel carbon tumor. The Gemara is going to say it's lal dafke nitta, but he has the chachil. He's allowed to be metamel. Okay. Zakta Rosh Hichbid Saroi Mekel Batar. So Dafka Mekel, he's allowed to lighten it. Shemagalech Mixes Saroi, Avaloi Kol Saroi. So he can take off a little bit of the hair, but not, he doesn't remove all of the hair totally. Lashon Mekel Mashmahok, that's the Lashon of Mekel, means it makes it lighter. Void the Avshalom Shinizgah Besaroi, which Avshalom was another Olam. The Gemara is going to say, Lo Mistaber Lo Mershahayim Megaleach Kol Saroi. The Ma'ida Minin Gemara Shahayim Megaleach Kol Shvua O Kol Shloshim Yoyim. So when the Gemara is having a discussion, when can the Nazir Olam do this? How often can he do this? So if the lachos, he does it every 30 days or every week, so then why does he have long hair? But if you tell me that he never was able to totally cut off his hair, it's just to lighten it a little bit, we understand why Avshalom was a Nazir Olam, had very long, beautiful hair, which he used to be misguided about. Now, Vadafka Matarabal Misraim Loi, he must use a razor, can't use the regular scissors. Zok the Rosh, Mehilchus Nazar Olam, Benazar Avsholom, Hilchus Gemiri Lo, across Mata Bahamba. So these halachas of the Nazar Olam, which the Mora says that Avsholom was a Nazar Olam, and the Mora learns out from Avsholom, these dinim, it really it's not really learning out from Avsholom. Means they were. It was halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. That's the halachas. There's such a type of a nazir, and the psukim by Avsholom are an asmach to ba'alma.
Oh yeah, sounds like.
Okay. So furthermore, kasha nazir olam man darchei shmei. We're contrasting nazir shimshim and nazir olam. We haven't mentioned nazir olam yet. So chsur matzavach k'tani. So you have to add that phrase into the Mishnah. However, haimer harini nazir olam harisa nazir olam. So for instance, I am a nazir olam. He has dinim a nazir olam. The Bach has the word olam in. And then the Mishnah says, Ma bein Nozer Olam and Nozer Shimshon, both of them are Nozer forever. So what's the difference? And then the Mishnah continues and says, Nozer Olam, Hitmin Tzara, Mechel Batar, Umebi Sholosh Behemoth, Simnitta, maybe Korban Tumo, Nozer Shimshon, Hitmin Tzara, Eno Mechel Batar, Veno maybe Korban Tumo. So the Gemara, Korban Hudo Lemaisi, the Lashon sounds like he doesn't mean maybe Korban Tumo. But there is an iser of him to become tomei. That's the Mishnah sounds like. So one of us, if so, who is the Tana? Loi Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Rabbi Shimon. Neither Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon hold like that. The Tanya. So we have a Bryce of Yehuda and Nazar Shimshon. Mortally time on the Mason. She came at Sino, but Shimshon she nitma. We find the Shimshon, he was Nitma. So Rabbi Yehuda says explicitly the Nazar Shimshon is a lot of him a time on the Mason. So our Mishnah, which says it's only B'diavid, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon Armor, Armor Nazar Shimshon, Le Armor Klum, a person who's Makabon Nazir Shimshon, doesn't work, period. Shalom Etzinu, B'Shimshon, Sheyotzis Naziris Mipiv, Shimshon was not becoming Nazir through a Kabbalah. So the idea of being Makabon Nazir Shimshon doesn't exist. So he's allowed to do whatever he wants. So money. So who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Yehuda Harmer Filah Chachila. Yehuda says he is allowed to be Matam al Meisim the Chachila. This is a Tani Im Nitma. It's only been Yavet. Yerim Shimon Harmer Chayla Elain Zirus Kalal. So if prisoners Matam al Zirus Shimon, nothing happens. So. Obviously, there's no chiyuv karbonus. Okay. So the more answers
is in that Tosefta's. Is there any kind of machlokas between Yehuda and Shimon, or they're just each saying a different din?
Well, Rabbi Yehuda is saying there's a din of Nazar Shimshon, just he's a lot of him in the time of the Mason. Rabbi Shimon is also thinking of Nazar Shimshon.
Well, it's not clear from Rabbi Yehuda how he became a Nazar Shimshon.
Well, you know, Pashas, the Rabbi Huda is not, you know, discussing the status of Shimshon. He's discussing the status of this person who became a Nozer Shimshon. Nozer Shimshon doesn't exist.
Oh, well, I mean, Shimshon was because of his mother, no?
Shimshon was because of the Kabbalah of the Malach.
Of the Malach.
Right, the Malach said that he's going to have a status of a Nozer. So yeah. That was a... that's what Shimon says. There's no way to be mekabel such a nazir is, unless you get a mouth to do it for you, which obviously is not relevant. Mm-hmm. Yehuda is saying such a thing exists, and he's just saying that it's mutilach atchilah b'matam l'meisim. So who is it? There's more answer than Rabbi Yehuda. Really, it's Rabbi Yehuda. The Tana Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and it's much like Chachil in our mission. Why did Tani Gabi Nazar Olam in Nitzma? Because Nazar Olam, it's also to become Tame, and if he's Nitzma, he brings the Karbanis Tuma. So discuss the case of if it became Tame. So Tana Nabi Gabi Nazar Shimshon in Nitzma. Okay, so my review. But therefore, it used Lashon B'Yevam and Lashon Shimshon also. So the more lema be plugged at the Hani Tanoi Kamifliki. Look, this machloek is over here of Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Whether there's such a thing as the Nazar Shimshon is similar to machloek is Tanoim. Tanan, over here, this Lashon of Tanan is not the regular Lashon of Tanan, because actually it's a Braisa. That's why some people have been given the Tanya. Gideon says the Tanya. Harealai Kibbechor. So that the person says that this should be also like this item, this kikar should be also to me like a Bechor. Rabbi Yaakov Oyser, Rabbi Yossi Mater. So Rabbi Yossi says you're being matvis in a davar ha'aser, like we had in the dorm, you have to be matzis in a davar ha'aser, something which a person undertook, made in that made the korban. So that's where you could make something else aser like that, but something which the Torah made it aser, truma, chala, etc. So that the farish if your matzis in it doesn't work. So b'chor, even though it's a korban which the Torah generates, not the person. So that's not a valid hatfasa of a, and therefore the netter is there's no netter chal according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yaakov says there is. So it means that Rabbi Yaakov holds you can be matvis in a davar ha'aser, something which the Torah made aser, not which the person made aser. That's the more assuming right now. So we're saying that the same thing is true by Shimshon. Shimshon was a davar ha'aser. The Torah made that iser. The malach was mekabelit for him. You're being matvis and making an aziris like that. So Rosh Hashanah says it doesn't work. You're being matvis to davar ha'aser. Rosh Hashanah says it works. So more says l'chara. So it comes out, my love, Rabbi Yehuda, several like Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Yaakov, that the Hatzfos and the Dabur also works. So being Matthias in a Bechor, being Matthias in Shimshon, work. So I'm generating myself dinim like the Bechor, or like Shimshon. And that's Rabbi Yehuda. Dabur lo bein and Dabur haneder. Rabbi Shimon, several like Rabbi Yossi, Dabur bein and Dabur haneder. Since the original is over here is the Isra Torah, not Isra of the person made. So that means that you can't be matzis in it. So you cannot make something else also like that. So you can't make something else like the Bechor. You can't make something also like Shimshon. So where's the law? The Kuliyama being in Dabra Hanidr. I can tell you that both over here by Bechor, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yossi, both hold Yini Dabra Hanidr. And so, if so, what's shot in Rabbi Yaakov? Rabbi Yaakov says that the netter that you can be matzis in Bechor. Meshana gav Bechor l'ksiv be Lashem. The Rabbi says the Bechor. So the pasuk says, "Ish either neder l'Hashem." So the more darshan's out, that there's a riba to tell me that you can be either neder l'Hashem, you can be neder in that thing which is l'Hashem, which belongs to Hashem, which means it was a davar ha'aser, but since it's similar to other karbonos, it's good enough to be, it's close enough that you can be matvis in it. Rabbi Yossi says that the pasuk is being marbe chatas v'ashem. In other words, I would have thought maybe the only thing you can be matvis in is an arla or a shlomim, which a person undertakes totally of their own volition. So it's totally a davar another. A chatas v'ashem, which a person cannot take on their own volition. It's only a person's chayv, a chatas or an ashem. And then he says this should be for a chatas, it becomes a chatas. So in a certain sense, it's not a regular davar hanader. Because it's valid if the person starts out with a chiyuv hatara to do it. On the other hand, it's something which the person can under the act of being, making a kaddish is totally in the hands of the person. So that's you being marbe. The Gemara says, "Myra isa the rabbis chatas b'ashem v'lohitzias b'chor." Why do you see fit to include chatas b'ashem and exclude the b'chor? So Rabbi Yossi answers, "Marbe ni chatas b'ashem." Because the Bailim is the one who puts the Isser on the Korban. He designates which one is going to be the Korban. He may creates the Korban, even though it's a Chiev. But he puts the kedusha on it. By bechor, the person doesn't put the kedusha on it at all. It's automatic. So what's on Rabbi Yaakov? Rabbi Yaakov, I'm going to look bechor nami matvisa benedder. Bechor also has an element of being matvisa benedder. The Tanya. Shalbeis Rabbeinu Amru, so the quote Brisa quotes that of the Beis Rabbeinu, but referring to Yehuda Nasi. An island noiled loy bechor besoch edroy shemitzah olav lakdisha. So besides the kedusha that the Torah puts on it, there's a mitzvah of the person to designate it as a bechor as well. How do I know that? Shnemar, Pasuk says the call b'chor she relayed, right? Sincha was b'chor sincha has zochar takdish l'Hashem. So the pasuk says that b'chor which is evolved, you should be makdishit.
And if you weren't makdishit, I mean
it's still chal. But you see that there is something that you're putting on there above and beyond the kedushas of b'chor. So there's some element of davar hanider involved, and therefore l'Hashem, Rabbi Yaakov holds that you can say that the word l'Hashem is coming to marba. Bechor as well. So you're not really, it's not really an act of being makdish. It's a mitzvah to designate it. So it's more along the lines of a mitzvah to designate it than it's actually putting kedusha, because there's no real extra layer of kedusha which is chal in it. It's kedusha, it's kedusha. So if kedusha is the kedusha, so it's just a mitzvah alma, so you're not being matmis. The hatfasa is in the kedusha, which is automatic. This is nachal. Okay. For the Markasha. According to I guess the word is kashrus according to Rabbi Yaakov, that he says Lashem to be marbe the davar hanider of Bechor. So by Nazir also it says the word Lashem. So by Nazir, the actual word Lashem to be marbe, even something which the Torah designated it, Nazir Shimshin. But you can be matmas in it because the Maisa it parallels the concept of Kedushas Bechor, which really the Kedushas really there, but you can be matmas in it. Now I wasn't clear on this. The flow of the Gemara if the Gemara means it only works because there's a mitzvah to makdish it, and he learns it's not just a mitzvah but it actually puts kedusha there, then the Gemara has no kasha. So your marba l'Hashem only things which at the end of the day there is element in davar anoder, but over here it's called kulay not a davar anoder. So how can the word l'Hashem by nazir be marbit? If the Gemara is saying that the ikur drasha is just from l'Hashem without this element of mitzvah to makdish it, since it parallels the other types of kedusha, then the Morse kasha of shimshi makes a lot of sense. Okay. So my answer is no. Ahumi boyle lichinatanya. That the word Hashem is for something else totally. Ish kiyafli. Linda neder nozir lahazir Hashem. So Hashem is discussing something else. Lichinatanya. We have this in the dorm and test and up test. Omer Shimon. Omer Shimon atzadik. Yomer lo echalti oshem nozir tome. And every from oshem nozir tome. There was a person who came from the Dorim, Yifei Anayim, with beautiful eyes, with Toib Roy, beautiful appearance, and he had beautiful locks of hair. Motivated you? What did you see? What motivated you to destroy this beautiful hair? He gets to shave all the hair off. Armali, Roy, you see the Avi Beiri. I was my father. I worked for my father as a shepherd. A lot of lishamayim in the Mayan. I went to draw water. Nisakalti bebuushali bebuushali. I saw my reflection. Upachas yitzri alai. Bikushu tadeni min oilam. Vayetzahora chapt me. They wanted to drive me out of this world, out of the world to come, by committing me to do a veiris based on the beauty, my beauty. So Martiloi, Reka, empty one. I said to me, it's a horror, empty one. If they mat, I'm scared. But Elam Shero Shalcha, Shesef Chaliyas Rima Vaseleya. Your beauty is not yours. It belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to end up Rima Vaseleya. So why should you have any rights to claim that as yours, and therefore you have a right to do a veiris? Havoda, I swear by the service of Hashem, shalgalecha l'shemayim. I will cut off all my hair l'shem shemayim. And he was mekabel the zeiris. So Shimon HaTzadik says, Amati v'neshati al roisha. I stood up, I gave him a kiss on his head. Amati lo kavoicha yirba nazirim v'yisrael. that the people who undertake the zeros of Klai Yisrael should be, all be like you. Alecha Kosev Omer Ish Kiyafli Linder Neder Nozel Zir LaShem. So the person does the famous Ibn Ezra says that why is he Loshan Yafli? Because the person is doing something which is extraordinary. Loshan of a pellet. The whole world is running after their taibas, and he's running away from the taibas. So that's a pellet. Loshan Taitz word Yafli means the person says explicitly. So a person that takes to do it become a Nozel Hashem, L'Shem Shemayim. So the word L'Shem over there means that the Pasuk is stressing that the Zira should be done L'Shem Shemayim. So Shimon HaTzadik says that he was afraid every time that any type of person became Tomei, maybe really he's miskaret on the whole thing, so the korban is not really a valid korban. It's like a chumrah, it's like a chumrah of, he wasn't really matter the neder, so it's still chal, but in his heart he doesn't want it, so it's like a chumrah of kulan basara. But this person, he was obviously so committed to this that you never have karat on such a thing. They're free from the korban. So that's what word Hashem means by Nozer. Let's see the Rosh, top of the page. They start the Rosh. Hareli kibachor, imamar arei alai kigazai kibachor, so Rabbi Yaakov Oyster. So the Mor is assuming originally the pshat Rabbi Yaakov is, the like boy in Pina Shiatim is a dabra another. I feel a hit this bedaver ha'aser. Rabbi Yaakov argues on that whole concept that you need a dabra another. He holds that even a dabra ha'aser is a valid hatfasa. Kegoyin b'chor shkedushasa mirechem isil aser. So my love, Rabbi Yehuda, see like Rabbi Yaakov. The shimshanami loy nader ben aser. Alapi malach loy aser. It wasn't his own kabbalah. The malach undertook it for him. So that's like a dabra ha'aser. So verses back, Lord, the Kuliyama being a dover another. Shadigab Bukhor the Tsiv Lashem Rabina Minei Bukhor the Habikain Dover Hanother the Dhamma the Kach. So your Marbus is simply Bukhor, even though it's not Dover Hanother, but it's close enough that it counts. Kenner Behuda Nami Rabina Lashem the Tsiv Gabi Nazir for Nazir Shimshon, as he put him. Nazir Shimshon. So he's Marbus the word Lashem, which is written by Nazir. For Nazir Shimshon, the Dharma of the Shar Nazir. Again, it's similar to Shar Nazir. Okay, so that's the din of it's Marbas Lashem Inami. The second version, what's up, Rabbi Yehuda? The Rabbi Yehuda suffered the Shimshon Kibbutz of the Naziris Kishagil the Chlal Shnoisav Kikain Tzibul Amala. There was a Kabbalah Zeziris on Shimshon's part when he became a bar mitzvah. Inami Menoyach Hidiroi Kermin Ish Madras Benoy Benoza. Or the Kabbalah of the father worked for the child. Samora says Chathas Oshem is different. She came at Tisim and Neder Dabba Pisha Boyan Choyva, even though he's Mokhiv to bring them and Kalmokam Sarak like Dishan. The owner has to be Makdish them. The Mitarch Shem Rabbi Malay Allah Yemen Naziru, so Iskarat, because there's extra time. See, he has Charata, and the Kabbalists of Kriven Leah School of Nazar, it's not fair to call them Kul Mazar. Okay. Sold it here.